Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to press into the grace of God, the presence and power of the Holy Spirit who's with us. Our King is on his throne at the right hand of the Father, reigning in glory. I keep thinking of the book of Revelation, friends, in the beginning of that first chapter, we're given a vision of Jesus Christ risen and Lord of all, and he's strengthened, he's come to strengthen and console a pastor, John, who's leading seven churches that are, some are in very difficult straits and difficult situations. They're being really under the domination of a intensely worldly power in the government. Some people are losing their lives, they're dying, they're being martyred. Other churches are full of compromise, and the Lord is exposing it, immorality and false teaching. They're listening to false prophets. And those seven churches represent kind of where we are. I mean, where the church always is at different points in history. We're more or like, it seems to me, one or more of those churches at any given time. And the Lord is clear about what he wants to do. But the thing that he wanted to give the assurance and the confidence, what did John most need? Did he need all the specific details that would come? The Lord spoke to him about each one of the churches and how he assessed their situation and helped John see it in the seven letters to the seven churches. But the first thing that he wanted John to remember is that he's the Lord of all. And he said, I'm the Alpha and I'm the Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. I hold the keys of death and Hades. I have human history in my hands. I will give the final word about the meaning of human history. I will be the judge. I've determined, I've established my kingdom. I've established my church as a sign in the world about what is true. I am the truth, and I'm alive in my church. And my church, when she's healthy, is witnessing to the truth that is Christ. We're living Christ. We're walking like him, talking like him, looking like him, bearing witness to who he is. And by God's grace, the Lord's desire for you and me is to be just like those saints further down the pages of the book of Revelation, where we see that their prayers, the martyrs, those who died in Christ, their prayers have been lifted up to the heavens, and the glory of God is upon them, and the Lord is honoring them, those who, as the scripture says, conquered through the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. They conquered. Friends, we're meant to be conquerors, not just conquerors of getting the biggest bank account or making the biggest accomplishment here, there in the world, to reign with Jesus who has conquered the world, the flesh, and the devil. And that we have given our lives to Jesus in such a total and radical way that his work in us through the Spirit, he begins to subdue these powers. First, the flesh in us from the inside, that dimension in us that wants to say no to God's commandments and yes to what I want. And instead of saying, thy will be done, or like Mary's total fiat, be it done unto me according to thy word. In these circumstances, that ought to be our prayer. You know, Lord, no matter how much the earth is shaking, no matter how many difficult circumstances there are, I trust in you. And no matter how loud the voices are everywhere, that cacophony of madness and noises out there in the world, there's quiet in my heart. Quiet in my heart. And I hear the help of Our Lady. I hear the help of the Holy Spirit to just say from the core of our being, Lord, be it done unto me now according to your word. Your will be done. Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And I praise you, Lord, because the victory belongs to you. Thinking about those saints, the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of Jesus, the powers that we see at work in the chaotic, disordered, violent, crazy world that we're living in right now, that's the world that comes from the flesh, the fallen human nature, the heart that Jesus described as being, you know, sick, out of which corruption comes, right? Where sin comes from. And he diagnosed the heart. Nobody knew it better than Jesus. And he was even more detailed than Jeremiah, who was so good. He said, you know, the heart is evil in many ways. It's mixed. We're mixed. Creating the image and likeness of God is good, but also there's this reality in us, which Jesus, by the power of his blood, has washed us clean of its effects and its presence, and then given us the Spirit to help subdue the drives of the Spirit one day at a time, to bring them under the mastery of the King. He's here to help us. So then we begin to live out of the Spirit and not out of the works of the flesh, which we're going to hear later this week. The letter of the Galatians is one of the first readings at Mass. Such an important thing for us to say, because there's a lot of flesh all around us, and the world, the powers of the world rising and exalting itself over the Lord and over his anointed and over the commands of God. And it's just kind of releasing chaos. But in this, the martyrs are there for us. They're being crowned. They're being honored. They're being celebrated in heaven, because this is what God celebrates. Those who conquer these powers by the blood of the Lamb and then the word of their testimony. One of the most important things we do as disciples is bear witness. And has there been a time in our lives, especially those of us who are younger than, you know, the times of the First and Second World War, we still have men and women, brothers and sisters who are here who lived through those difficult, difficult times. We're also in a very difficult time. And it's a time that tests men, a time that tests women. It's a time that tests all of us. Who are we and what are we going to be? How are we going to walk through this? And the martyrs show us so clearly that they understood by God's grace and power that we're meant to stand in the presence and power of the Spirit. We're meant to bear witness and to testify that the way Jesus calls us to live is where life is found. In obedience to Jesus is where life is found. And instead of life going off the rails, he wants us to start walking more deeply in his footsteps in a way that the first and second commandments are being lived out and walked out in the, for example, in the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus makes clear what is he like and what's he trying to do in us? Well, he wants us to be poor in spirit. That's to look to him for everything. He wants us to mourn over things that are worth mourning over. The disorder, the chaos, the rebellion against God's kingdom, our own sins, the sins of the world, you know, the fallenness, the distance between who God has called us to be and where the human race is, and to, like Jesus did. Jesus wept over Jerusalem. And blessed are those who mourn, because they will be comforted, right? Blessed are the meek. I've talked about that quite a bit over the last few days. Those who walk with the strength within them and the resources, you know, under the guidance and leadership of the Holy Spirit in our lives, so that we can direct our strength toward walking out the first and the second commandment. That stuff's just being blown up today in the streets and other places, you know, in a culture of rage, and it keeps escalating and breaking out all over the place. The Lord wants us to also seek first the kingdom, essentially. He said, those who hunger and thirst for holiness are going to have their fill. The saints are those who died with that thirst, and it was finally, ultimately quenched. Their longing, their goal, their purpose, their destiny, what they hope for, their deep desire reached its fulfillment. And they're witnesses to us, and they show us the pathway of how we can walk. You know, there's the pure in heart who see God. Now is the time for us to really have our heart singly directed, have the one thing necessary before us, the Lord, that kind of purity the Holy Spirit wants us to have so that we can see God. Yeah? So important to be able to see God's truth, his guidance in our lives, to see his hand at work in us, to see his love for us, to see his deep mercy and tender compassion toward us, be able to embrace his total commitment to us. There's just his mercy. He wants to give us his mercy. He wants us to become peacemakers. Wow, what a time. What a time to become a peacemaker. And we need supernatural help now to walk that out concretely, to love our enemies, to speak the truth in love. make sure that we respect what the scripture says about the power of the tongue. It's a fire, and it's powerful, and it can set a whole woods aflame if it's not handled properly. So being under the discipline and obedience of the Lord is just so important right now to be able to walk in these. And then if we come into, Jesus says is inevitable for a disciple, that one who's really focused and walking out life the way he did, you know, when you were rejected, reviled, you know, treated unjustly. Jesus says what? He says, leap for joy. That is impossible in the flesh. But in the spirit, it's real. It can be done. We're not afraid of the moment. We're not afraid of being rejected by this world and spit out, canceled, whatever you want to say. We're just not afraid of it. Because why? Because we're in him and he reigns right now, which means I'm reigning with him. Yes, in my weakness and my brokenness, and yeah, for sure. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Say it to yourself, Christ in me, the hope of glory. What's hope? The confident expectation that what I have come to see in Christ and all the promises he makes to me are being and will be fulfilled. And my life is secure for one reason, not because of the size of my bank account, not because I'm living in a physically safe place, not because I know important people, not because I'm physically strong, whatever it is, or I'm popular, whatever. My strength is in the Lord. My strength is living in the hands of the Lord. And like those martyrs, Christ will conquer this moment in me as the blood of Jesus washes over me, as the blood of Jesus purifies me, as the blood of Jesus drives out the demonic powers that are trying to lay hold of us, the deployed demonic forces that are out there trying to get us caught up in rage and anger and fear and violence and unforgiveness, all that stuff. The blood of Jesus. I mean, just claim the blood of Jesus, friends. The devil runs from the blood of Jesus. Just one drop of the blood of Jesus brought down the whole kingdom. The whole kingdom, this dark kingdom of satanic forces. They have no power over you. Jesus said, the devil has no power over me. Well, guess where you are? You are in Jesus. You know what that means? The devil has no power over you unless we let him. He wants to convince us that we're on our own, and he wants us to get fixed on all our stuff and all our issues and begin to live out of the flesh. Fear, anxiety, jealousy, envy, bitterness, rage, anger. So we bear no fruit, because his desire, of course, Satan, is for us to come under the judgment of God. But the Holy Spirit wants us to be fruitful. And right in the midst of all this, he will help us. So just like the saints, we will conquer by the blood of the Lamb who destroys and brings down the kingdom at work in us. And the gift of the Holy Spirit that will lead us to be witnesses. Because these saints were not afraid to give up their lives. They were not afraid, is what Revelation said. That's who you're meant to be. That's who God's leading you to be. Let's embrace it, say yes to it for his glory. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.